Jonathan, are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down, Luke.
I have a confession. I have had a change of heart about Matt Mullenweg's involvement in the project.
Okay, let's hear it.
So I was talking to Nathan Wrigley, WP Tavern podcast, and while I was chatting to him, this topic came up that we talked about last week of, is WordPress still relevant? Is it going to be relevant? And I genuinely have concerns there. In 10 years' time, even 5 years' time, is WordPress part of that conversation when people ask about what should I use to build my website? And I was thinking through, what do we need as a project? And I realize what we need is we need some strong leadership right now.
Okay.
We need somebody to come in and make some big calls to steer the ship, because sort of status quo, it was working, it was fine, and it was comfortable. It was very comfortable. But things are changing, and I'm not, we talked about this last week too. I'm not all in on the AI conversation. I still want to hedge a little bit more than most people in tech circles seem to be wanting to hedge. But I wouldn't bet against AI, and certainly Matt Mullenweg is not betting against AI. He sort of seems to be all in. It's a direction. I'm not sure I agree with the direction, but it's a direction, and it's a strong direction, and I think that's a positive thing, because I realized some of my idols in terms of tech leadership,
Okay.
DHH, Steve Jobs, these weren't people without a reputation for being a little rough around the edges, right? They were kind of assholes sometimes. And maybe
Is
that's
this where
how
you
I
get it
need
from?
to. That's mean. Yes. And maybe that's how I need to reframe Matt in these. Matt has always been sort of more softly spoken, more polite, and we've established and created this atmosphere of polite conversation on WordPress.org, which is great. It's accessible. It's welcoming to people from around the world. It's great. And that's been broken now. Rather than being upset about that, maybe I should just sort of frame it as, oh, this is Steve Jobs coming back, instead of this is Elon Musk.
Okay, so this is a little bit of a turn. What are some of the things
It's
that you're
180
noticing?
degrees.
Right, sure. What are some things that you're noticing that's giving you, because like you're quite evidence-based, right? You don't tend to just like, oh, it feels a little bit differently right now. So
Oh,
what are
no,
you
it's not.
noticing?
It's not. Well, what do you think? It's not about evidence. It's more about just reframing the same thing as we talked about last week in a different light.
I guess, what have you noticed over the past week in particular that's like, okay, so there's an energy here. You're like, maybe the project needs this right now. Have you noticed anything that's given you confidence in that sense? Or is it still just like, oh,
Oh,
let's wait and see?
okay. I see what this is. I always get a bit confused when you like set me up with a question that feels like an interview, but you're actually attempting right now a seamless segue into one of the topics that we've.
Is
Is
that
that
what
what
I'm
you're doing?
attempting? Well, I offered the layup to you, but you don't have to take
Well, So, have you seen this desktop OS thing?
it. All right. For those who haven't been following, so, and part of it is I'm
No,
I think.
stop, Jonathan, stop. I genuinely want to know what you think about my giant revelation. We can talk
Okay.
about that other thing later.
I'm not going to talk about that just yet. Part of the precursor to this is that Matt gave a bunch of folks automatic. I don't feel like I'll frame it well, but basically a month to go like do stuff, right?
Right.
Right. That was sort of the pretext to this. You sent me this link the other day without much explanation and a reference to like go to minute 118. And I'm like, okay. So I did so, and then I had a holy smokes moment. as I watched the video.
You'd love that.
I loved it so much. It was this like WordPress desktop mode where you put it full screen and it takes over and it's suddenly you're in a WordPress operating system. And I pulled up multiple windows because the first thing I was like, well, does it actually work this way? Can I pull up like two posts and see them side by side? And it did. And I only scratched the surface, but I loved it. It was so cool.
Yeah, it's like a GUI manager for WordPress, and it sort of sits on top of the WordPress admin. It's a plugin. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I just, you know, you constantly you're going over this idea of WordPress as an operating system, and I know that in order for that idea to make any sort of sense in your head, it's got to be fairly well abstracted because it's such a crazy idea.
Is that like a backhanded compliment or yeah, no, that's not even a compliment. Okay.
You're good at abstracting concepts, Jonathan. You're excellent. So this was that idea manifest.
Yeah. Well, and it's so I feel like I'm only scratching the surface of this right now, but it feels connected to this idea of like Playground and WordPress in the browser. And for me, again, it's not the technology itself that's as impressive as the like bringing it to the broader ecosystem and what that means, right? Like the next, I imagine a conversation not too far in the future where we could be talking about ads showing up. Oh. What is that going to look like, right? Well, is this going to be the Windows 95 or 98, like where, you know, suddenly you're having things take over and pop-ups are in your face and like, okay, that's not like, I was hoping more of a Mac OS type, but anyway, it's.
Do you think, but this seems gimmicky to me, right? It's fun. It's cool. It's really awesome implementation. And I love it. But I would never use it.
You're going to try to use it? Yes. So here's the thing. So I've now, jonathanwold.com is now a static site. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit coming, but I'm going to have my blog. Right now I'm trying to set it up with a reverse proxy.
Hold on. Let me just say, listeners, check out his website. It is genuinely a cool website.
Oh, thank you.
I like it. I like the design.
It's been a lot of fun, and I've been able to incorporate some new things into it. It's been fun. I want to bring WordPress back in, and it's a full circle of like where I started almost 20 years ago, like writing like how to integrate WordPress, right?
Yeah.
And what I want to do now is like let WordPress continue to be where I write my blog posts, but I want to play with doing so within this desktop mode where it's like my static site's over here, rendering it, doing the things I want. I write blog posts and they show up. And
don't go to his website if you're on your phone.
Right. I definitely, I'm like, I don't care about mobile. I'll get to it eventually.
I get you. So I think that's a cool way to do it. That's how I originally did it until I transitioned my blog to a static site generator blog too. Anyway, cool. All right. And then the other big news was this what's it called?
You were saying presence? API. I don't know what this is. So what is the presence API?
Okay. So first of all, the meta of this is that it's coming from Joe, I think it's pronounced Fusco, who... Okay. is a full-time contributor sponsored by WP Engine. And at the moment...
Wait, are they allowed to contribute?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Weston's been doing amazing things. He's one of the most active people on Slack, I reckon. And WordPress at the moment, you know, we're getting all of these new collaborative editing features. And one of the problems that we've been trying to tackle is... multiple people online at the same time. How do we do that? How do we know where they are? And it works really nicely inside of a post. What this presence API does is it brings awareness to who's currently logged into your WordPress site for every page on WordPress. I was really hoping...
Or the...
Yeah, every page on the admin. Sorry, you're right, on the admin. So you can go and see a list of online users and click through to whatever they're editing at the moment.
How would this work with desktop mode? Like that's intriguing to me.
Yeah, well, try it. Yeah. Spin up a Playground. Man, I love Playground. I've just been like using it all the time. It is the best thing that's ever happened to WordPress. It's so good. And then the other like thing that's been on my radar, I don't know if you saw this, but Yoast posted and he wrote a blog post kind of saying, yeah, the problem with WordPress, despite all of these cool things, I mean, he didn't say despite these cool things, but this is like the context that I'm receiving everything in, you know, like I've just been experimenting with some awesome stuff with integrating playgrounds and tests with AI. And then I'm seeing this desktop mode. I'm seeing this, you know, all these new features in WordPress 7. And I'm seeing all this cool stuff with the Presence API. And then Yoast comes to throw some cold water and he starts to talk about how the problem with WordPress is that the underlying technology is kind of out of date and difficult. And he's not wrong. Like, okay. If you want your plugin to perform really well at scale, then WordPress's default database tables aren't really going to do the job.
Fair enough.
And, you know, like it's a PHP stack. That's not like, I don't know, it's not sexy for developers in the way that other frameworks are. And it's not static, which is really cool at the moment. So like there's a whole bunch of things where you just sort of go, oh, if you actually look at the code that powers WordPress, it's a little stale.
So what though? Like HTML, I mean, one thing that's been interesting is like with these static sites, we're just outputting HTML, right? Which it feels like I'm going back to what I was doing 20 years ago, but which is very different tools again. What's the impact other than it not looking cool for someone working on it? What's the real world impact of it being like older technology? Yeah. And it's not to say that PHP doesn't continue to innovate either, right? Like there continues to be new things.
How do we make PHP great again? I mean, sorry to use an overused phrase. No, but it is great. I don't mean to say PHP is terrible. I think PHP is fantastic and I love it. It's more just the image.
Well, and to be fair, that's fair. And part of this, one of the highlights for PressConf for me was someone from outside the WordPress space giving a talk. Or outside like the inner WordPress space, I would say. They don't go to a lot of community events and talking about like, how do we make WordPress cool again, right? Mm-hmm. And they asked like, you know, who is in the room? And Mike McAllister raised his hand and there's only a few designers there, right? And there's only a few people that have been like working on that. Was I seeing right? Does it look like Matt is like releasing a little bit of control of .org?
Yeah, it seems a little bit like that. There is a new channel called Meta Janitors, and it had a bunch of activity for a week or so where Matt invited a few people, I don't know, maybe a dozen, and said, hey, these are people I know and trust. Feel free, just go at it on WordPress.org. You can change things, you can update things, don't ask for permission, and use AI and get in there. And so a few people did, and there was some like a lot of really fast change and a lot of communication in that channel. Now, Matt did the right thing, and he made that channel open.
Interesting.
So he just didn't tell anybody about it, but it was discovered, and I joined. And right at about the time, maybe like a few days after I joined, suddenly all the activity in the channel seems to have come to
What'd you do, Luke?
I didn't do anything, but I think a few people found out about
Luke's
it.
Here
people
now.
Started looking at it and watching it. Even just not even joining the channel. I reckon there's a lot of people that are just sort of observing. And then, I don't know. I can't prove this, but I sort of suspect it's been moved somewhere more private. I would like to make change to WordPress.org, Jonathan. Okay. I don't know if it would be accepted, though.
What's that, Luke?
Well, my favorite part of WordPress.org is wrong, actually, at the moment. If you scroll all the way to the very, very bottom of the website, just above the copyright or trademark line, you see this thing that's been on the website forever, which is code is poetry.
Okay.
And I think we just need to update that to reflect the current state of things to be code was poetry.
And followed by get off my lawn, kids.
Yeah, something like that.
One of the, so what I'm curious to see what happens with .org. I don't agree with that. I think that, that there is something special about this. Even like I've only recently started to actually care about jazz. For a long time, for the longest time, I found jazz to be annoying. So it was something I kind of just tolerated about my participation in the space of like, why do we always have to be about jazz? I actually like jazz now for no reasons connected to the WordPress space.
You're just growing up.
Sure, that or getting old.